Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles win last night 5-1. They have won 4 in a row and 7 of 9, which makes it a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. It's Ryan Ripken. So, Ryan, thanks as always for your time. Are you feeling a little more optimistic about this team right now?
Well, how about you guys? How are you guys feeling optimistic about the Birds?
I'm just glad they're playing decent baseball,
professional caliber.
Yes, on the West Coast.
It was professional grade.
That was one of their more complete games of the season, Ryan.
And it really was, right? And look, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, right? But for the Orioles, for right now, for these 4 games, they're 4 straight wins. There's a different feeling when you're watching them play. Now, winning helps that. Momentum, confidence, that all plays a part. And even though that's why when I talk to people so far about this last series against the White Sox, they go, wait a minute, this is a team that they were supposed to be. That's a bad baseball team. And you go, well, that is true, but you have to win those games. And when you win those games, you can build confidence. And then you go on the road and you play a very good team in Seattle, and you're able to get the job done. And you had it was a complimentary game. And I agree that I think, Tim, you said it there. It was the most complete game that they played all year. Sagana goes deep. You have timely hitting where even early in the game you had a sacrifice fly. You have the big ball. And then you put on insurance runs late in the game, and you walk away winning game one of the series. So for the Orioles, it's a step in the right direction. And if you can continue to take it day by day, you know, we'll look back in a month and see where they're at. But I'm happy that they're at least here now instead of where they were, you know, just a couple weeks ago.
Ryan, the starting rotation has really picked up for the Orioles over the past couple of weeks. But even in the series they swept against the White Sox, they only scored 9 runs in those 3 games. They did get Colton Cowser back in the starting lineup yesterday, hit that solo shot. How much of a boost are you expecting Cowser to provide?
I think it's going to be a pretty big one, you know, mainly because I think that people underestimated, you know, what the caliber of player that he can become. And now, is he a finished product and is he an all-star yet? No. Is he an all-star caliber player? Yes. And he was one of the guys I was really excited to see make the jump from first full year in the bigs to the second. And then obviously the injury kind of sets that back, but his on-field skills, he's got power to all parts of the field. You saw it last night with the home run to opposite field. He understands what he has to do. I think he can go out there and play a good outfield as well. And then we're talking about the other sides of this, which you can't quantify. Guys love being around him. He helps bring up an energy to the team, which I think has a very positive impact. So, yeah, I think Colton Cowser if he can stay healthy the rest of the way, can really help be another piece for this team and allow guys to feel even more confident that they're getting healthier. Hopefully, you know, I'm not saying there's any right time anymore, but they're getting healthier at least at a time where they're trying to make a run.
What do you think John Mabry can sort of bring to this whole thing?
You know, people have asked me about that. And I think for John, he's a guy that brings a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been around the game for a while, and he played for quite some time too. So I always value having a guy that has been there and done that. Players can value a guy that has been there and done that. So I think above anything, it's just another hopefully stabilizing voice that can be a part of a, you know, let's just face it, is a younger coaching staff overall, right? For many reasons that we've talked about. But I think that's one of the elements that John can bring is, you know, trying to bring another calming presence. Now, the reality is, too, when you talk about with all these coaches, you know, people think you have a magic wand and that's going to help create this this new system or this new way. Mm-hmm. It's not always how it works, especially from the start. But I do think that John can have a lasting impact just because he might be able to relate to a player differently than maybe other coaches could. I mean, that's the reality in sports, right? Or even in life. You have coworkers or people that you work with that you get along better than others. The same thing in sports. You're going to have coaches that you have a better rapport with, and John might be able to unlock a couple guys and help them, you know, as they continue to get on their right foot.
Talking with Ryan Ripkins, Inside Access here on The Fan. Ryan, we've been documenting Adley Rutschman's struggles this season. So it goes back to last season. Last night he had 3 hits. I know it's one game, but was there anything different you saw from Adley last night?
I saw a Adley that's continuing to grind. You know, I think the bigger thing for him, it's for me, it's less the physical side. And I know we can say that if you're going bat speed or the contact percentage or, you know, exit velo, whatever you want to say with all that with Adley, I think when you're out of rhythm and you're in a funk, and usually it starts with the mental side, it affects your physical skills. And I think that there's no secret that Adley's been under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, and he feels that maybe at times he's been unlucky. I think last night you just saw a guy where I liked him having those competitive at-bats, but I think also it was just nice where when he's had competitive at-bats in the past, you know, working the count but still getting out, you weren't having things maybe go your way. And last night, you have one happen, and then it gives you confidence to get another, and then another, right? So ultimately, I'm hoping that can allow Adley to take a deep breath, because I don't think by any means has his ability at the plate diminished at all. I really do believe it's in there, but the biggest, not the biggest question, but what you need now is consistency. Can you do it again? You know, if Adley can continue to get back in that rhythm, then we're going to see that Adley return to that all-star type form. And let's just face it, guys, and I think this is pretty true as well, when Adley hits and he's making an impact, the team usually wins. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, if he gets going here and gets hot, I'm sure that the Orioles are going to continue to win a lot more games than they lose.
Ryan, we're still more than a month away from the trade deadline, but you tweeted out last night saying, I want Ryan O'Hearn to be an Oriole for years to come. He's going to be a hot trade ship at the deadline if the Orioles aren't able to get back into this type of thing. And something that we've kicked around earlier today is value's never going to be higher than what it is. Would you be interested in possibly dealing him and then try to re-sign him in the offseason?
I mean, in theory, yes, guys can come back who've been dealt. I always, though, am a big believer that if you truly want a guy, you don't give an opportunity for him to walk out the door and not come back. You know, and we actually just had this conversation today on my show, the Ryan Ripken show, and about, okay, if you trade him, well, if you trade him somewhere and he falls in love with that area and they win wherever he goes, then that's a lost opportunity. And there are some cases, Aroldis Chapman got traded and then went, or traded to the Cubs, went back to the Yankees. Jack Flaherty ended up coming back to the Tigers mm-hmm. after being with the Dodgers. But I would argue that Jack Flaherty was hoping to cash in more, so he went back on a prove-it deal, which is, it's a two-year deal, but it's really a one-year deal, for him to try to go back into the market and make some money. So he went back to a place he was comfortable with. A guy like Ryan O'Hearn, and thank you for reading my my tweet, Tim. I appreciate that. You're a good kid.
That's what the bone does. Cut from the same cloth.
That's what he does. We're cut from the same cloth, as you know. But in all honesty, this is the one thing that I want to see with the Orioles. Is
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You need to establish an identity. What do you want your culture to be moving forward? And I know that you're trying to improve your team long-term and retool. But you know what a lot of the great teams have? They have a culture that is stable. And for Baltimore, that is not set right now. They have a lot of young pieces that can be good. They have a lot of young pieces with potential. But they don't have a set identity and culture, which they had 2 years ago in 2023. And I think Ryan O'Hearn is a great representation of what the Orioles want to be. So if you trade him, you have to be okay that he might not come back. And you have to be okay with understanding you're losing a guy that wants to be here. And I can't stress that enough. You want guys that want to be Baltimore Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn wants to be a Baltimore Oriole. So I get the business, but there is something to keeping guys that want to be here and stuff that data can't quantify. You can't quantify what a guy can mean to a club. And I really think Ryan O'Hearn is a guy that means a lot to the Baltimore Orioles.
Ryan Ripken, thanks as always, man. We appreciate your time, and we will chat next week.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Hey, well, Jonas Schaefer is going to join us to talk some Ravens coming to 5:30. But coming up next, hey, we every time we get the opportunity here from Todd Monken, who we love to call Monk, we always want to give it to the people. Monkey Business next here on The Fan.
Well, we'll see. It's day four. But as I said in another interview I did in the offseason, I'd rather have too much talent, try to figure out how to manage it, how to have everybody embrace their role, than not have enough. So we love having another weapon. I thought Nelly the last couple of years did a great job for us as our third receiver. I don't really see D-Hop as a third receiver. I see him more as we have three starters at wide receiver. But we also have the two tight ends. So it'll be interesting as we get going, especially once we get to camp and we get the pads on, how we can integrate him into the offense. But we're excited.
So that's Todd Monken, and Ken, I just I think you all, I can speak for you all on this. Well, another year of Monkey Business has got us all very excited.
Thing.
Yes, and
it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, Todd Monken is not shying away from having even more talent on the offense, and he's excited about DeAndre Hopkins coming into the fold.
Yeah, look, The offense is the strength of this team. The offense has done historic things, and I think the offense is pretty well poised to continue doing it. I don't think we're going to see a drop-off from this offense like, frankly, we saw from the defense when McDonald left the building, and you know, maybe they didn't eradicate some other potential problems in the coaching staff soon enough, and some personalities were allowed to fester. Like, I don't think we're going to see anything like some of the – this defense has kind of been up and down and up and down. Even when McDonald was here, it was up and down the same year. I don't think we're seeing that under Monk on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't think we're going to see it.
Yeah, could there be some natural regression from Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry? Sure, but at the end of next season, this is going to be one of the best offenses in football, and it's certainly one of the most talented.
More from Todd Monken. Says he's excited to get the pads on to see what DeAndre Hopkins gives them.
Different guy. And again, can't wait till we really get to go full speed and get the pads on and really see it. You know, we're not there yet. He's not there yet. So can't wait to get there and really see what we got.
He also mentioned, I saw Hopkins tweet out, like he posted his speed and he was one of the faster guys, which is not what DeAndre Hopkins' calling card is by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, and look, I don't think we're really going to see any of this until the regular season.
Sure.
And there's going to be probably the month of September, a lot of kinks to iron out and things to sort out because
nobody plays in the preseason.
And I don't really, this guy in particular, yeah. I don't think he's going to be doing anything in the preseason.
No, nor should he. He's, what, 33 years old, played in every game imaginable. He doesn't need preseason.
The Ravens have a new backup quarterback. His name is Cooper Rush. We had been, Jason especially, had been advocating to get better and veteran deep quarterback, and he mentioned him by name. He's now here. What's Monk think of Cooper Rush?
He's a pro. That's why he's made it in the NFL as long as he has. That's why his record as a starter is what it is. Because it's not like those guys get a lot of reps. You know, so when he's had his opportunities, he's done an outstanding job. Not a good job, an outstanding job of winning football games. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows his skill set. I mean, it's one thing to have a skill set. It's another to understand that. He's not Lamar. So he's got to know where to go with the ball, be on time, using his arm talent, anticipation with throws, and, you know, being able to get the ball out and get it to checkdowns.
It's kind of like insurance, Jason. You only need it when you need it, and they've been fortunate the last couple of years that Lamar Jackson has stayed healthy, so they didn't really need to go to Josh Johnson. But say he turns his ankle and has to miss a couple games, this is a massive upgrade over what they've had at backup quarterback.
I don't know anything about anything, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think Monk had something to do with who the next backup quarterback was, and I think Monk had something to do with the fact that it's not someone who had been basically an extension of the Harbaugh family for 20 years.
I don't recall Monk speaking as glowingly about Josh Johnson as
or
the
Snoop.
Cut that we just heard. Or
yeah,
Snoop.
I think he's here because Monk liked him a lot.
Let's hear one more from Todd Monk. And Ben, how about cut eight? Cut six. I'm sorry, Ben. Cut six. The Ravens have two of the top 10 tight ends in the NFL. And here's Monk talking about the use of tight ends.
Well, it works out great because both of those guys, first of all, they're good friends and they're selfless. Like, that's not easy. You know, I mean, I know we played a lot of 12 personnel, but there's also, you know, when we go 11 personnel, one of them's in the game and they're both very capable guys. So Coach Godsey does a great job every week of how do we rotate those guys? Where do we have the targets aligned so those guys feel like they're getting their opportunities? So it starts with them. I mean, they're the ones that make that decision that, you know, they're selfless. And I think it gives us, you know, first of all, I'm fired up. They're all here, okay, to run it back with those guys. And, you know, I see us being very similar to last year in a lot of ways because I think that's our best grouping.
Can Monk get Likely and Andrews activated together?
I mean... I don't know if it's really a Monk thing or is it a Lamar thing or is it just the way defenses are going to pick their poison thing. I'm not too worried about it. This thing is done as an offense, things I didn't think were possible, and they've done it without these two taking off in the same game. So I don't really care, to be honest with you. I think they'll both, if they're healthy, have really productive seasons. I think Likely – is the ascendant player and likely should be the timeshare, should start going a little bit more in that direction. I think he's in better position to navigate himself through games and navigate himself through the season at a bit of a higher level. I think he's the more explosive player. I think he can jump higher. I think he can run faster. I think he's got a great catch radius. And I'd like to see him see even more of the ball than last year.
Coming up next, we'll continue to talk Ravens. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He's out there for OTAs. I'm sure he'll be back out there tomorrow and Friday. What has he seen so far? What's he hoping to see the rest of the week? We'll ask him next here on The Fan. Ravens off today, but OTAs back tomorrow and Friday, and they are open to the media. And we're joined now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline by Jonah Schaefer. IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'll start my macro here. OTAs, what do we get out of them? But what anything that has stood out to you so far in these organized team activities?
What I got out of it yesterday was a little bit of sun on my arms because I'm not a smart person.
Yeah, but, you're part of the Ginger Brotherhood.
Yeah, and not the smart part of the Ginger Brotherhood apparently.
Yeah.
You know, you hope they get out of them healthy. You hope that the players give themselves a strong enough base that they can go into training camp, at 60 miles per hour as opposed to 40 miles per hour. But it's really not a whole lot. I mean, I think. It's a lot more fun personally to be at a practice with Lamar Jackson and other big names as opposed to yesterday where it just felt like the entire thing was just kind of plodding along. And, obviously you appreciate the starters who did show up, but it definitely does feel like you're kind of going through more through your paces with a Cooper Rush or a Devin Leary back there quarterback as opposed to Lamar Jackson. So I totally get that. People who say that anyone who's taking, who's counting stats or doing stats at these OTA practices is kind of overthinking it because there's not really a whole lot of value in this opportunity for guys to have the opportunity to make mistakes and be coached up. But certainly there's a different level of rigor applied to practices with guys with the quarterback one and other starters there, as opposed to the ones where it does feel a little bit more like they're the kind of training wheels on and you're just kind of letting these guys make mistakes and hoping that everyone stays healthy.
So it's been almost, roughly a week since Harbaugh made the, declaration that, hey, come on in, we're going to have you guys here 3 days a week. Have you given any thought to why? Why the sea change? When this was a team that I can remember old enough to be trying to do whatever they can to keep people out and then getting fined and losing OTA days because they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing with nobody there to say, hey, they're doing things they're not supposed to be doing.
It's a fair question. I think they can use the media as a cudgel to maybe get people to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's certainly something. I haven't really thought too much to
sure.
interrogate why exactly they're doing this, because certainly we will always appreciate the open access. I mean, you could say that maybe they're giving us more time now because there's only going to be 2 days of minicamp as opposed to three. So you're just kind of making it up for us on the front end.
Nice.
I guess if you want to be cynical, then I would probably go with door number one, that them having us taking attendance of Ravens will encourage certain Ravens to show up, who otherwise might not. I mean, obviously, if you care enough about these guys, attending OTAs, then you would bake that into their contract. And certainly with Lamar, that was obviously a consideration. I mean, I don't think I would ever skip anything for $750,000 if it meant me just showing up and putting in the work more than probably 10 hours total. That I otherwise would not be attending, but it's definitely nice to be able to be out there. And maybe when we talk to John Harbaugh, I think after Friday's practice, we could ask him why they felt it was important that we be out there as well as these Ravens guys as well.
Jonas, Ravens had a quiet offseason for the most part in terms of additions. DeAndre Hopkins, they brought him in. We heard John Harbaugh, Zay Flowers, Todd Monken talk about the veteran receiver. What are you expecting his role to be in this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I initially thought he would be more of that power slot guy because I didn't think that he could reliably be a downfield threat. I mean, you look at what he did last year. He was very, you know, very rarely was he targeted downfield. And some of that might have had to do with his quarterback situation in Tennessee. Some of that might have had to do with his quarterback situation in Kansas City, where even though Mahomes, you know, might be the best quarterback in the world, he still has not been a very, very accurate quarterback on downfield shots. But then, you know, you see, you hear John Harbaugh talking about how well he's running. You see the miles per hour stats where, you know, he's outpacing some other guys who we know to be considered more faster players in the open field. And maybe he can be a you know, enough of a downfield threat that opens up other parts of him being, you know, that classic X receiver. So it'll be interesting to see just kind of how everything shakes out, where these guys actually line up. I was, you know, listening to another podcast, and they made the comment that, you know, Rashad Bateman, I think, has one of the lowest slot rates in the NFL for the kind of receiver that he is. And you would think that maybe if DeAndre Hopkins can be effective enough X receiver, then that opens up, you know, some of these two-way goes and some of these other easy layup routes for Rashad Bateman that are offered to even, you know, more of these traditional X receivers. Like, you know, we think of Ja'Marr Chase being this guy who dominates along the sideline, but Cincinnati is also able to get him win, you know, easy wins as an inside receiver. And that's something that really has not been afforded to Rashad Bateman, despite him being this very, very effective route runner. So I think it's if they can get effective and healthy DeAndre Hopkins out there on the field, then I think the trickle-down effects for the rest of this receiver room will be really profound.
We always hedge our bets a little bit when it comes to PFF list because, you know, they have their sort of element of grading film and what they – the sort of whatever biases or what they do or don't know into bringing that. But it is that sort of time of year. So they had Nnamdi Matabike – as the 12th best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, not just, you know, based on last year, but looking sort of at a 2 to 3 year body of work. Did you happen to see that yourself? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I checked that out, you know, right before I hopped on with you guys. And I think he's right there around that top 10 range. Mm-hmm. I think just the availability that he has is such an unbelievable asset. Like, it just feels like he's always practicing, always playing. I think last year he was what was the ESPN statistic? He was like double teamed more than all but a few interior defensive linemen, which contributed to him, you know, losing some of the sacks, some of the sack production that he had in the final year under Mike McDonald. And I think, you know, he can be overpowered by some gap schemes. Certainly, you know, he's not going to be sensational against every double team that he faces because of his relatively later build, but I still think he's one of the best, you know, zone run defenders in the NFL. I think he's been one of the better zone scheme defenders since, you know, he really got established in Baltimore. So if you say that he's plus against the run, especially zone runs, if you say that he's, you know, a upper 10th percentile pass rusher, mm-hmm. You know, I think, and you say that he's going to be there, you know, he can be a 60 to 70 to 80% snap share guy. It's hard to find a lot of guys in the NFL who can give that, yep. you know, that give that combination of durability and just consistency out there. So I think top 10 is fair, but obviously, you know, I think he's better than Christian Wilkins, for instance. Yeah. I don't know if he's better than Vita Vea just in terms of total impact, but what he does for the Ravens and the flexibility that he gives them. I mean, how many other guys out there can line up as a 5-tech or a, you know, 7-tech and be a credible threat to rush the passer? So I think he's just a very, very unique player. And even if he doesn't have overwhelming physical gifts, I think he has enough where you have to, you know where he is on every single play.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much
SPF.
For your time. Yeah,
SPF.
Bring sunscreen tomorrow.
Yeah, SPF 50 this time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hey, we'll come back at the text of the day preview tomorrow show and get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter, and it's at 6 here on The Fan. Orioles and Mariners, game two of the three-game series, starts at 9:40, but Baltimore Baseball Tonight is at 6. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter coming up at 6. But before we get to all that fun festivities, let's get the text of the day.
Check, 1, 2, check. Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day!
Text today is sponsored by Orsman Automotive. It's driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. We got a couple of texts of the day, a bunch relating to the TMI. First one, someone called in after we got the text of the day written down and said it, but the honey pepper pimento cheese sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jump on it if it comes back.
It looks bad.
The next person said the King Arch Deluxe at McDonald's. We got a couple of those.
I don't even know what that is.
That sounds vague.
Anybody else mention Yumbo?
No, but one more. One person did say, Jason, Costco has some good fish sticks.
Yeah.
I don't have a subscription. Don't you need a subscription?
Yeah.
You got to be a
membership.
If Costco subscribes to our YouTube page at Wanna Bet With Us, I will get all my fish sticks from now on from Costco.
If we got a Costco
endorsement,
it would be a pretty big one.
If we got a fish sticks endorsement, it would be even better.
I would let you vouch for that.
I might bust in here with some fish sticks.
I'm not a fish stick guy.
I'm not a fish stick guy.
I'm fearing the fish stick.
No, man, that's good eating.
I fear chicken nuggets sometimes. Like fish sticks, I'm
fish sticks.
Fair.
You just dip them right into the tartar sauce.
Oh, that's
you can raw dog them if you want. They're good raw dog.
Maybe ketchup.
I remember having them as a kid.
That's good stuff.
Nah.
Let's bring it back some memories.
Tartar sauce is nothing but lumpy mayonnaise.
I ate a lot of steakums growing up.
Yeah, steakums were huge growing up.
Yeah, I'm not doing tartar sauce. Hey, Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have on...
Fish sticks.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah.
IA Hall of Famer Lucy Bird.
Yes. Who
knows, maybe another surprise or two. Oh. And we'll be on... When the O's game's on.
Oh, that's right. They play, what, is that 3:40 start tomorrow on the West Coast? There?
I got a good feeling about Slim tonight.
Yeah.
So you think they're going for a sweep tomorrow?
I think it's quite possible, Bo.
Wow.
Well, we'd both be wrong then on our prediction to win the series. Because I guess we do have bounce back fallback tomorrow, which, man. Well, that's it for us. But don't change that dial, because coming up next, we're getting you ready for Orioles baseball.
Bone's fired up.
Yeah, it's Baltimore baseball. He's always fired up.
He's
Baltimore
got baseball volleyball tonight, too. If you're down, where is it? Beach field? Or no, where are you guys? Can't?
No, I can.
Go look for shirtless Bone doing the beach volleyball.
Why not?
I'll have a sleeveless, though.
It's a low of 68 degrees
tonight.
I'll
have a sleeveless.
Yeah. It's Bone. It's Jim Hunter. It's next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.